Wolf, you promised me you would not try to wrap me in cotton wool, Tabitha protested. Yet here we are again. Dr. Pauls has been checking in on me regularly and believes that I am past the most dangerous stage for potentially losing the baby. Tabitha felt as though they were having the same debate, in one form or another, nearly every day. She understood Wolf's concerns, given her history of losing two babies early in pregnancy. It would be foolish to overexert herself in any way. Tabitha was fully aware of how miraculous it was to have conceived and carried this child for more than 4 months. Yet did this mean she should be imprisoned in confinement for the next 5? That was an almost unbearable prospect. More importantly, it was not what Dr. Pauls had recommended. They were eating luncheon, and Wolf was reading his most recent correspondence. The letter that had precipitated this instance of their now regular dispute was still in Wolf's hand. Noting this, Tabitha continued, "You have not even told me the details of the invitation, and yet you have already declared I will not be attending. Can I at least hear what we have been invited to and why?" The expression on Wolf's face indicated a desire to find a reason, even to deny her that. Still, he began to read the letter. Arundel's, The Close, Salisbury, September 12, 1898. My most honoured Lord and Lady Pembroke, it is with feelings of the sincerest joy, and if I may add, the deepest humility, that I take up my pen to congratulate your lordship and your ladyship upon the extraordinary and providential discovery lately made in Pembrokeshire. News of this event, which I can only describe as a triumph of intellect and perseverance, has travelled with remarkable pace to our quiet city, where it has caused no small degree of scholarly commotion. Indeed, many of my esteemed colleagues have already expressed their conviction that such a revelation could only have been vouchsafed through the singular talents and devotion of your lordship and ladyship, and I confess myself entirely of their opinion. It would therefore be the most distinguished honour of my life if you would graciously condescend to honour with your presence a modest gathering of clerics, scholars, antiquarians, and other persons of refinement, organised by the Sarum Antiquarium and Ecclesiastical Society under my unworthy auspices. This auspicious occasion is to take place on the evening of the 23rd of September at our chapter house here in Salisbury, where a learned discourse shall be delivered on early charters and the Church's role as their protector through the ages. The distinction of your presence, my lord and lady, would not only lend an incomparable lustre to the proceedings, but would assuredly inspire all present with new zeal for their studies. Moreover, should it accord with your lordship's convenience, I would esteem it the highest privilege to extend the humble hospitality of my own residence here in the close. Though my roof is but modest, I flatter myself that my hospitality has been found by many to be of notable excellence. Trusting most fervently that this invitation may find favour in your noble eyes, and assuring you of my most profound respect, I remain with the truest devotion, my lord and lady, your obedient and most grateful servant, Edmund Elliot, Canon of Salisbury Cathedral. Oh, was all Tabitha could think to say. Indeed, Wolf agreed. The letter is rather effusive, to say the least. When I suggested to Mr. Googe that I sponsor the continuation of James Truegood's search for a long-lost Magna Carta, it never occurred to me that I would be credited for its discovery, should that happen. Tabitha smiled fondly. She could easily believe that her modest, unassuming husband would not see that the men who worked hard for such a discovery, pouring their sweat and tears into it, wouldn't be credited, but rather the man who merely paid their wages. Even Mr. Googe, as a mere amateur local antiquarian, would likely be a footnote in history. Luckily, the Pembroke historian would have all the notoriety he desired with the upcoming publication of his article on the find in the Journal of the British Archaeological Association.